If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. I hope you guys are well. We are coming round to a very special anniversary, the 25th anniversary of Be Here Now. So I thought today, we're going to do a couple of episodes around Be Here Now, but today what I wanted to do was rate and rank the songs of Be Here Now. I love the album as a whole. I think it's brilliantly produced. I think it's a fantastic piece of work. I'd say this is funny. When people ask me my favourite album, I tend to say that this is my favourite Oasis album. I don't think it's the best. I think that Morning Glory is probably the best. I think Definitely Maybe is probably the coolest. But Be Here Now is my favourite. It means the most to me. It came out at the peak of my love for Oasis and Oasis fandom when I was just turned 17 years old, and it meant the world to me then. It's one of those albums that I can just stick on whenever. I love the sound of it. The production is remarkable. Owen Morris is just a genius, turning everything up to a million. The strings, as composed and put together by Nick Ingman, who I've interviewed, are just remarkable. The guitar playing, like the structure of the songs, the guitar solos, you know, I love a guitar solo in a song. Where's all the guitar solos these days? They've all disappeared. They're not cool anymore. Bring back guitar solos. But yeah, I absolutely loved the guitar solos. Yes, the songs were all far too long. I don't really care, because that's what it's supposed to be. It's Be Here Now. But yeah, what we're going to do today, so it's quite difficult this for me because I love all the songs on Be Here Now, but we are going to try to rank them. So we're going to start at the bottom and work our way up. So there is 12 songs on Be Here Now, including the All Around the World reprise, and number 12 is the All Around the World reprise. I love this song. I think it's great. It's a lovely little added bonus at the end of the record. It's a perfect way to cap off what is a crazy and over-the-top record. Personally, I would have rather it is kind of tacked on to All Around the World. I'd rather we'd finish the album with All Around the World with this, you know, on it to make it like a 12-minute version of the song. I would have preferred that, actually, rather than having All Around the World, then It's Getting Better Man, then the reprise on the end. But I do really like it as it is. I just would have preferred it that way. But yeah, I think it's a great piece of music, brilliantly orchestrated, and it's fantastic, but it is just sort of a couple of minutes of, you know, orchestrated music. So doesn't really compare to the other songs that are proper songs. So in 12th is going to be All Around the World reprise. I'm going to go with Be Here Now, the title track. I do like this song a lot. You know, I wouldn't say it's one of my favourite Oasis songs. It's going to be in that sort of 7 out of 10 range, probably in the lower half of my preferred Oasis songs. That said, it's, you know, compared to other bands, it would be one of my favourite songs because I think it's brilliant. I really like the little riff going all the way through it. I think it suffers from not really having a chorus as such. It's just that get a grip inside, which is fine, but it's not like a proper chorus like most of their songs tend to have, like a massive chorus. And then it goes into the come on, come on, come on, yeah, yeah, yeah section at the end, which is basically just cribbing what they did with Slide Away, which is fine. You know, it's fine to kind of reuse it, and it was kind of ironic in a way that they were sort of starting to rip themselves off at that point when they were famous for ripping other people off. But yeah, generally I thought it was fine, and it was the closest to like Quo Oasis, as they were getting called at the time. So yeah, not my favorite track on the album, but a very, very good track nonetheless. Next up in 10th is Fading Out. Once again, another song I really like. I like this album. I like every song on the album. There's got to be some that are lower than others. Fading Out comes in here at number 10. We reviewed it recently, so to get my full kind of views on it, then obviously there's a good sort of long chat about it from a few weeks ago. But generally, I think it's really good. I like it. I like the sort of the Mystique demo intro. I think Liam's vocal on it is absolutely fantastic. I like the guitar playing. I like the sort of the drop D tuning with that kind of country feel. I think we compared it to sort of Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi on the last episode where we talked about it. But yeah, I think it's super cool, and it was a bit different for them, and like the rattle going through it feels like a rattlesnake, and it's a cool track. It does go on a bit. It takes a while to kick in, and when it kicks in, it sort of does drag on. I think this is one that probably could have been cut down, to be honest. But yeah, overall, still a fantastic song, but not quite as good as the other ones, and yeah, hence it comes in at number 10. At number 9, we're going to go with Magic Pie. I really like Magic Pie, and a lot of people aren't a big fan of it. But for me, I think it's a really great song. I love the fact they're throwing everything at it. I've often been critical of the big band songs with Noel singing on them. Because I sort of think, no, if you're going to do a big band song, get Liam to sing it. But in this case, I've always thought it was fine having Noel sing this one. I think I'd love to hear Liam do a version of it, but I don't know, something about the kind of the storyteller kind of feel to it, like that I think it does really suit Noel's voice, and I've always enjoyed Noel singing it. It's not one I tend to think, oh, I wish Liam had sung that. So that's not an issue for me here. I think it's the instrumentation's great. I love the keys throughout it. Mike Rowe does a brilliant job. He's all over it. It's so huge, you know, the drum fills as it goes into the they are sleeping while they dream part. And then as it sort of builds up to that chorus, and you get that, you know, the production on this whole album is just absolutely off the charts. And they've really taken their time, thought about every single song, and really gone over the top for all of them. So, yeah, and this is a perfect example. I think in another era of Oasis, this probably would have been just a you know, one of the weaker songs, but just because what they do with the production, it just is so psychedelic and over the top. All the bits at the end with going into like the jaunty piano at the end, I really, really like as well. And even when he's like, shut up and things, I think all that stuff is fantastic. So yes, we're going to go Magic Pie there at number 9.
Don't you know the cold and wind and rain, don't know, they only seem to come and go away. Stand by me, and nobody knows the way it's gonna be. Stand by me, and nobody knows the way it's gonna be.
Next up, I'm going to go, this is really, really tough. Now, this is where we get into ones that really could be interchangeable. I'm going to go with number 8. I'm going to go with Stand By Me. I love Stand By Me. And actually, re-listening to Be Here Now today, I really thought about moving this up a couple of notches. It's one of those songs that I loved when it came out. I do think it's probably one that suffers from being a bit too long. But then I don't really believe that. Like, when I'm listening to it, I don't sort of think, all right, it could end now. Like, when it goes into the way it's gonna be, yeah, that part, I wouldn't want to stop there. You know, I love that part. And then the fact we get another verse, another chorus at the end of it is great. I mean, maybe they kind of repeat the fact that the chorus just repeats the same lyrics and melody over and over again, you know, probably does make it feel a little bit long-winded. Whereas if it was a song that had like different lines of melody and lyrics, then it probably would have felt a little bit less long-winded. But yeah, and then even in the last couple of years with the Halifax advert, as much as that sounds cheesy, I genuinely think that that's made a big difference in the it's become like an anthem now. Like this song that was always like a popular one, I think it's probably shot up to one of the top of people's favourite Oasis songs now, just because they're, you know, it's got that sort of connection that people have heard it so much on those Halifax adverts. So, yeah, and then I think hearing it live, I've mentioned this on the like Liam live reviews and stuff, it's become like one of the stronger songs in Liam's set now. And the public response to it is just fantastic whenever you hear him do it live. So yeah, I really wanted to push this up a little bit higher, but I'm going to stick with my original grading, which is Stand By Me at number 8. Number 7, I'm going to go with The Girl in the Dirty Shirt. I love this one. This and I Hope I Think I Know are kind of interchangeable for me because they're sort of around the same place in the album. They're not like the epic 8-minute tracks or whatever, but these are the sort of the slightly more just regular normal album tracks on Be Here Now. But I love both of them. Girl in the Dirty Shirt, I'm just going to put slightly below I Hope I Think I Know, but as I said, they are kind of interchangeable. I love the once again the organ on this. Mike Rowe does such a fantastic job on this, and it's a beautiful song. It's like one of the closest to like just an out and out love songs that they've got, really. But then it's got that kind of that humor in the lyrics that just, you know, they similar to Stand By Me, made a meal and threw it up on Sunday. You know, I love the fact that it's not just a cheesy love song. I think that's where some of them have suffered, the likes of She Is Love. They just sort of come across as a bit cheesy and obvious, whereas something like The Girl in the Dirty Shirt, you know, the lyrics are fantastic. They're very clever. They feel like true relationship type lyrics. And yeah, and I just, it's just got a cool kind of jazziness to it that I absolutely love.
If I may be so bold that I just say something, come and make me my day. The clouds around your soul don't gather there for nothing, but I can chase them all away. Why'd you need a reason for to feel happy or shining for the rest of the world? just shit together, girl.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But yeah, I think it's probably just below I Hope I Think I Know. I Hope I Think I Know is just a burst of energy. It's just so fun. It's sort of similar to like Up in the Sky from the first album. It's just beautiful. It's just so, you know, it's just a burst of adrenaline. It's very basic and straightforward, but that's what we love about Oasis. We love basic and straightforward Oasis. It's the classic formula. Noel's written it, Liam sings it, it's a rocker. It just shoots along at a great pace. And I love the chorus, "If I stumble, catch me when I fall, because baby, after all, you'll never forget my name." I love it. Interesting, I think there's a little mistake at the very, very start. It sort of starts off with that riff, but it kind of goes like, and I wonder if that first little is sort of a bit of an error, but they thought, oh, sorry, we'll keep it in, it's fine. So yeah, I've always liked that little, like, is that like a little misstep there. But hey, one of the things we love about Oasis is they would leave stuff in there like that. So I don't know if that is a little error, but it feels like it is to me. Okay, next up at number five, we're going to go with It's Getting Better, Man. Once again, we're into, I love this song for literally all of them now, but this is another one that I absolutely love. I think it's an incredible melody and it's a brilliantly structured song. The verse, the middle eight, the chorus is just great. And it's just the vibe of it, you know, just to say It's Getting Better, Man. That's what we really felt at the time. You know, in 1997, it did feel like It's Getting Better, Man, and this kind of summed it all up. This is another one of those reasons why I just love this album, and it's just one I can play endlessly because it's just such a, it's just full of positivity. And I think it's, I can't remember how many times, I think Richard counted the amount of times it says It's Getting Better, Man at the end, and it is insane. It's like 40 times or 32 times, I think it was, which is probably a bit much. You didn't really need to repeat It's Getting Better, Man 32 times, but yeah, I mean, it's just a magnificent piece of music, you know. And there's such great lines, even if it means nothing, you never ever feel like you're alone. Maybe the songs that we sing are wrong, maybe the dreams that we dream are gone, bring it on home and it won't be long. It's just so brilliant, you know. Verse, middle eight, chorus, guitar solo, Liam's voice, Noel's backing vocal. This is just pure, unadulterated, perfect Oasis. I absolutely love it. What you gonna do when the walls come falling down? You never move, you never make a sound. Where you gonna swim with the riches that you found? If you're lost at sea, well, I hope that you drown. Next up, just above that, we have All Around the World. Once again, if we're talking about pure, unadulterated, brilliant Oasis, you can't get much more over-the-top mad Oasis than this. Maybe a bit too over-the-top, and actually, you know, people prefer sort of the slightly rockier stuff. This is a bit kind of over-the-top, you know, 9 minutes. Orchestras, multiple na-na-nas, multiple key changes. I love it. I mean, that for me, I love bands that just try, just do things that are different and over the top and outrageous and ridiculous. Why not? It's far better to me to try and potentially fail, but at least you tried, at least you did something different rather than just the same old crap. So, you know, I love the fact it's glorious. Some people might think it's a failure, but I think it's just glorious. I think it's a glorious success. 9 minutes of magic. Like I said earlier, I would have tacked on the extra bit as well and had it at like 12 minutes or whatever. I think that would have been brilliant. But I don't tire of this one. It's always intrinsically for me tied in with the music video, which I absolutely love. And I get, like I said, people, if they love Definitely Maybe Oasis, they think, what's this? This isn't kind of what I see as Oasis. But for me, I love this. This is just perfect, pure, unadulterated genius Oasis for me. So that's where we are at number four. Number three, I'm going to go with My Big Mouth. This is so hard. As I said, this could be number one very, very easily. I absolutely love My Big Mouth. I think it's a majestic piece of music. I think it's so loud. Just the way it kicks in, you know, as Do You Know What I Mean is fading out. I just love it. It just blows your head off. Especially as Do You Know What I Mean has had that kind of quite a slow ending and sort of swirling and psychedelic and all the weird noises going on, and then you think, okay, what are you going to give me next? And then it's just the best. And then when it kicks in, it's just got so many guitars, so much going on, and the melody is just fantastic. You know, you get that first, like, once again, we got a brilliant verse, we got a brilliant middle eight with that, and Round This Town You've Ceased To Be, all that stuff. And then the way it builds into the chorus, My Big Mouth, My Big Name, I put on my shoes while I walk slowly down the Hall of Fame. I just love the arrogance of it. It's so clever. The lyrics are brilliant all the way through this album, actually. I don't think it gets enough credit for that, but they are fantastic. They're just so arrogant and just so confident. It's just brilliant. And then, once again, another absolutely fantastic guitar solo and just a pure distilled Be Here Now brilliance. Then we get into my number one pick, which, if you're a regular listener of the Oasis podcast, you will know is Don't Go Away. I think Don't Go Away is one of my favourite Oasis songs. It's always in the top five for me. It's just a majestic, beautiful song. It could have been, you know, if this was a Beatles song, I think it would be one of their best songs. It could be, one of the great songwriters, like a Leonard Cohen or a Dylan or someone, if they'd come up with this, we'd be heralding it as one of the finest love songs that they've ever written.
There's not a lot to say about the things.
you know, it's just so beautiful as well. And once again, another one intrinsically linked. I've said intrinsically linked a few times today, but hey. When Liam sings Don't Go Away for the first time, I swooned. I mean, this is, I remember we listened to it. I'd been away on holiday. My friends had recorded the off the radio when they played sort of three or four songs on Steve Lamacq, and then they played them. And to hear that hit the ground, so don't go away for the first time, I was just like, whoa, that, like the melodic, oh, it just the majesty of it. It's just amazing. It's a brilliantly put together song. It really, you know, songs for me, like I love out and out rockers and I love ones that touch the heartstrings, and this absolutely touches the heartstrings in a way that, you know, is really hard to do without being slushy and over the top. But they absolutely nail it here. Liam's voice, the guitars, the melody, the outro. I think it's something I've said before on here, but I remember reading the Q magazine review for this before I'd heard the album, and I'd already decided it was my favourite because it mentioned the Bacharach style horns and the shimmering coda. I will never forget that shimmering coda. And yeah, it's got that. It's beautiful. There's Noel's just sort of picking on the acoustic guitar, and you've got, it's just majestic the way it fades out. The strings throughout, the Bacharach horns, it's just a majestic piece of music. It's one of my favourite songs by anyone, let alone Oasis. I say right up there in my top five Oasis songs. Can't get enough of it. Don't Go Away is my number one song from BNL. Right, well, most podcasts would now be finishing because we've ranked every Be Here Now song, but this is the Oasis podcast and we don't do things by halves. So what we're now going to do is rank every song from the Be Here Now era. This is a Be Here Now review, of course. We don't do things by halves. We're going all out. We're doing the Be Here Now of this. So let's keep going, shall we? And let's talk about every song from the Be Here Now era. Only for the young is the dreams you might not have. Only for the young is the things we won't remember. And long ago there was things in the past and they never. For the young is the things we might remember. Okay, so number 23. I'll blitz through these a little bit quicker now. Number 23 from the Be Here Now era. But just to clarify, there's a few, you know, we're talking about all the B-sides that came out with Be Here Now, plus also the deluxe tracks that were also part of this era. I'm not going to include things like remixes, live, like the Stand By Me, Live By The Pool, Help Live In LA. Well, you know, yeah, that's a really lovely song, but I don't really think of that as a song of the Be Here Now era, because ultimately it's just Noel doing Help live. But yeah, but I do really like, to be, just to give my two penneth worth on that, yeah, I do really like that version. I think it's a good fun version of an excellent Beatles song. We talked about it on the collaborations episode and I do think it's great. And also coming up, we're going to be doing an episode on Oasis covers where we'll be going into that in a bit more detail, as we will on all the Oasis covers. But anyway, on to the 23. So the bottom two here, 23 and 22, I'm going with the two demos that were released on the Chasing the Sun remastered Be Here Now. They are Untitled Demo, which I think when it was sort of had been leaked and heard over the years, people thought it was going to be called Only for the Young. It's that one that goes Only for the Young. And I do really like this song, actually. I think that I can understand why it wasn't, you know, moved on to more than this. You know, it's got some really nice bits of melody. Anna will feel, Dana will kneel. I think it sort of goes on a bit, and I think he sort of, you know, he could have kind of tidied it up. If it was going to become an actual song, I think he probably would have tidied it up and maybe just changed it around, because I think the structure's a bit meandering, but there's definitely some really, really good bits of melody in here. Then similarly, we've got If We Shadows, which I think is once again, it's a really good one. It could have been made into something else. It's got a very catchy chorus. If we shadows are, even if we say we are, you know, it's really good. And as I said, if this was a Richard Ashcroft demo, then maybe we'd be saying, oh, that you should have put that If We Shadows one on the album. That was fantastic. But as it is, with the 23 songs from the Be Here Now era, I'm going to put these two at 23 and 22.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At 21, I'm going to go with the cover of David Bowie's Heroes that was released as a B-side. I do like this version of it. I think it's well produced. It's got that big Oasis sound that I love. For me, really, though, this is a classic song. David Bowie is an absolute legend. He's one of my heroes. Pun unintended. And Heroes is one of my favourite songs. And what makes it so great for me is Bowie's over-the-top, ridiculous delivery of it. He's telling a story. This is a story song. And I don't think Noel does the story song. He just belts it out. Which I think kind of takes away from what's so special about it. You know, Noel just blasts it out. And that's great, you know, if that's what you like and you don't really like kind of Bowie's histrionics, then you probably really like Noel's take. And I did ask people, as I say, for the Oasis covers episodes that's going to come up, whether they preferred this one or the Bowie original, and to be fair, quite a good chunk of people have chosen the Oasis song, the Oasis version. But for me, no, it's not. It's a good song, and if we didn't know of the Bowie original, I'd probably say it was a really, really great song. But as it is, you know, it's not a patch on the Bowie original, really, just because of the Noel's vocal not sort of singing the story of the song in the way that Bowie does. Be interested to hear Liam doing it. I think that would be interesting, but I don't think it would be a similar thing, really. I mean, Liam doesn't sort of project a story song. I mean, to be fair, though, in recent years, he kind of has a little bit more, and the likes have gone. But yeah, as I said, in 1997, he probably wouldn't. He would have just belted it out. And yeah, so it's not a touch on David Bowie. So it's going to come in here at 21. At 20, I'm going to go for My Sister Lover. It's a really good, strong B-side. And it sort of works really well on the Stand By Me single. But it's sort of, you know, it's not great. It's not up there with the stronger songs from the era. I can kind of see why it was left off. It's pretty standard. And the chorus is fine, but it's just a bit basic. You're my lover, you're my brother. So, yeah, a good, really good Oasis rocker. Sort of similar to likes of I Hope I Think I Know and things like that, but not quite as good as those. So it's going to come in here at number 20. Number 19, we have Setting Sun, or Coming On Strong. So this is a bit of an interesting one because Noel obviously wrote the song, gave it to the Chemical Brothers, and then Noel then did it live a few times for radio broadcasts after the Chemicals had had a big hit with it. So I think this is a really nice kind of acoustic song. It's got that sort of similar tuning as Fading Out. It's got that kind of cowboyish, like I call it, I think it's the detuning, you know, I really like it. I think I do prefer the Chemical Brothers dance song Setting Sun over this, but you know, I do like it. It's got a cool groove to it, but yeah, I can kind of see why it wasn't used for the album and why it was given to the Chemical Brothers, and I think it works better as a Chemical Brothers song.
You're the devil in me, I brought it from home. You said your body was young, but your mind was very old. Coming on strong and I lie. Visions we have faded away, part of a life I've never had. It's like a night, it's just too.
Next up at 18, I've got Be Here Now, which we talked about earlier. I think it's better than the ones we've covered there, Setting Sun, My Sister Lover, etc. But yeah, I think it's comfortable to sit in here at number 18. Just above that, at 17, I've got I Got the Fever, which I think is a really, really great tune. Similar on the Stand By Me single. It's a really well put together song. Once again, every song on this album and in this era was just excellently kind of constructed, verse, middle, eight, chorus. I covered it ages ago with Brandon because it starts with a bracket, and so it's one of the ones that comes first in the alphabetical because it's got a bracket at the start. But yeah, and you know, I do really, really like this song. But yeah, not quite as good as the ones that come after it. Next up, we've got Fading Out that we talked about earlier. I think it's, yeah, once again, it's a really, really good piece of work, but you know, just a few criticisms of it. So hence, that's why it's coming in here, sort of mid-table in this Be Here Now breakdown, and not quite as high as the ones above it. 15, we've got Angel Child, which is a beautiful demo. I say it's called Angel Child Demo, which really, well, isn't it the song? If you've put it out, and you don't then put out a normal song, well, isn't it the demo is the song, but anyway, yeah, I do really like this. I think it's a brilliantly put together piece, and I think it just sits above the, you know, the If We Shadows and things. I just think it's a better overall put together constructed song, and I think it's just got a little bit more emotion to it. And that line, "No eyes have seen such beauty, no eyes that seen such beauty could lose their sight," I think is absolutely majestic. And then when he sings "Angel Child of Mine," I think it's beautiful. He's covered it once, he's done it live once, which was really cool. I'd love to hear him do it again. It's one of those ones that we talk about, you know, Noel needs to mix the setup. And yeah, I'd love it if he pulled this out. That'd be fantastic. Also has a lot of extra special meaning as well because of the fact it was on the Do You Know What I Mean single. So that just got played to death. So yeah, Angel Child is at number 15. Number 14 is Magic Pie. Number 13, then we get into the Be Here Now album rankings. 13's Stand By Me. 12, The Girl in the Dirty Shirt. 11 is I Hope I Think I Know. And then 10 is The Fame. Now, I absolutely love The Fame. Similar again, like we were saying earlier, normally I prefer Liam sang lead vocals for when they're rock songs. But for this one, I'm absolutely fine with Noel doing the lead vocal. I think he does a brilliant job here. And it's also because it's kind of got that sneering, kind of taking the piss about the lifestyle. I like the fact it's Noel because that's kind of his sense of humour as well. So I'm very much happy that Noel does the vocal here. You know, similar to Step Out. I always kind of lump it in with Step Out, these two. Both have got that burst of energy, both have got that Noel covering the full band and just going for it. Great songs, melodic, brilliantly put together, brilliantly produced. So The Fame gives makes it into our top 10 of the Beat Here Now era. Number 9, I'm going with Street Fighting Man. We're going to cover this when we get onto the Oasis covers, but this is a brilliant one. I'll always go back to this one. I think it is far better than the Stones original. I'm a fan of the Stones original, but this, just when you listen to the two of them side by side, the Stones original just feels like a demo, and this feels like the proper one. It's just got the incredible guitars. The production on the vocals is amazing, with Liam's brilliant sneering lead vocal, with the lyrics great as well, so to hear Liam delivering them is fantastic. And then you've got Noel's backing vocals all throughout it are brilliant as well. I love it. The guitar solos, just great, just majestic. And yeah, and better than the Stones original, and I'll fight anyone that doesn't agree. Street Fighting Man. No. Number eight is It's Getting Better Man, which we've talked about. Number seven is Going Nowhere. Going Nowhere is just a majestic song, like we talked about earlier with the Bacharach horns. I love a bit of Burt Bacharach, and this is Noel at his most Bacharach-esque. Brilliant melody. Once again, the way it builds, hate the way that you've taken back that whole section. Gonna get me a motor car, maybe a Jaguar. I love that. And then into that lilting chorus, here am I going nowhere on a train. You know, it's just beautiful. And I think he was getting a lot of trains. I think he wrote this on the train, like going back and forth to Wales, I believe. So, absolutely love this majestic, majestic song. Could be a lot higher. Other bands, this would be in their top five songs of all time. So yeah, the fact it's only number seven in the Be Here Now era just says how amazing this era was for Oasis. Number six, I'm going to go with Flashbacks, which is an absolute masterpiece. Once again, another masterpiece of a song. Another Noel-led tune that I'm more than happy with Noel singing. It's got such a... I love the jaunty feel to it. Sit on the throne, I'm giving flashback to you. It's so bouncy and it's so nostalgic, and the way it goes back and forth. Once again, another one we reviewed in the A to Z fairly recently. So if you want my further thoughts on that, go back to check it out on that. But yeah, once again, just another brilliantly put together piece of music, over the top production that is just incredible. So Flashbacks comes in at number six. Number five is All Around the World, and here I'm including the reprise as well. I don't know if I was going to put the reprise in, would it be bottom, or it'd probably be just above the untitled demos, I think. But just above the demos, I think, because it's, you know, once again, I do really like that piece of music, but it is just a 2 minute. So let's just chuck it in here with All Around the World, because that's where it should live. All Around the World, I'm not going to say again how much I love this tune. I've just banged on about it for 5 minutes, but it's absolutely fantastic. We then get into sort of the same rankings as we had before. So we have All Around the World at five, My Big Mouth at four, Do You Know What I Mean at three, Don't Go Away at two. So if Don't Go Away is not number one, what is number one? You guessed it, it's Stay Young. It's the theme of the Oasis podcast. It's the song that means so much to me, both as a song, as a message. I've always loved it from the day I first heard it, buying the Do You Know What I Mean single. Listen to the Do You Know What I Mean single so much, like I said, so hearing Stay Young loads and loads, listening to it. And then, over the years, I've just always loved it. It's always meant so much to me. And in recent years, because it is the Oasis podcast theme, because it is kind of it's so tied in with everything we do on the Oasis podcast, how much it's all about community, how much it means. So Stay Young had to be there for the Be Here Now era at number one. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Do feel free to share your rankings of the Be Here Now album or the Be Here Now era. We're going to come back soon with another Be Here Now episode. We're probably going to do Be Here Now Reassembled, because we've done that for the previous albums. It'd be very interesting to hear what you guys think about whether or not, you know, would you drop Magic Pie? Would you throw in Stay Young? Would you drop Girl in the Dirty Shirt and throw in, I don't know, Flashbacks or something? Yeah, it'd be fascinating to hear from you about that. But anyway, for now, thank you very much for listening to the Oasis podcast. Thanks again to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is, and it's greatly appreciated. Bonus Patreon episodes will be coming soon. And also the Patreon gifts. I've still got CDs to send out. So do, just a reminder, if I haven't sent you a CD, do feel free to drop me an email. I know a few of you have emailed me and I've not got them out yet, so please just hassle me, harass me, and I promise you I will get the CDs out to the remaining patrons who ask for them very, very shortly. Do feel free to follow on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and drop me an email in all the usual places. Check out, if you haven't listened to it, our friend Katie on the Sound Effects podcast recently emailed Danny McNamara from Embrace, and it's absolutely brilliant. You know, she goes so in depth, you know, as an interviewer, she's just, you know, great what she can get out of people. You know, to hear someone as brilliant as Danny to go into the depths that he did on that interview, it just shows what a fantastic job she does. So do make sure you go and check out Katie's interview, Sound Effects with Danny McNamara. All right, I think that will do it. Stay in touch, stay engaged, stay young, and listen to Be Here Now.